Hey there, beauty hunters. We're so glad that you joined us today. And today we thought we'd do something a little bit different. You know, in the past, we've talked quite a bit about using beauty hunting as a source of inspiration. But today we want to show you how you could be a beauty mark on this world. And it's actually nothing short of magical.
So today we're going to unpack the most recent beauty encounter that Michelle and I had. We're going to go beyond using creativity just for personal expression and get into the realm of lifting up others and using your creativity to be a force for meaningful impact on the world around you. So if you've ever had that burning desire that your creativity would matter and make a difference on the world, then stick around because this episode is for you.
Yeah. So if you're wondering what a beauty mark is, we are going to get deeper into that. But it's not just about finding inspiration. It's about becoming the source of inspiration. And so that journey, it begins right here today and right now. And so get ready to dive in with us where your creativity becomes a force for positive change.
Hello, creative soul. Welcome to the Beauty Hunters Podcast. Are you feeling stuck? Not having enough time, money, or energy to create? Do you want to make a difference in this world with your creativity, but you feel exhausted by life's responsibilities and void of inspiration? You are not alone.
We are your hosts, Jonathan and Michelle Rose, fellow creative souls who understand the struggle. We once lived a life consumed by the daily grind, leaving us feeling empty and dead inside. And that all changed when we discovered the mindsets and skills that allowed us to stay in creative flow and infuse everyday life with creative passion. We are here with strategies and inspiration to help you fill your daily life with vibrant creativity.
If you are ready to thrive and take your creativity to the next level, then grab your coffee, tune in, and let's create a more beautiful world together. All right, so before we start today's episode, can I let you guys in on a little secret? This podcast is one of our beauty marks on the world. We decided that instead of just seeking and consuming the beauty around us for our own inspiration, we would leave some beauty behind to inspire others. And that's why we're doing this podcast.
Yeah, you know, and if any of our listeners have thought about starting a podcast, you know, one of the key milestones for our journey in starting a podcast was joining Stephanie Gass's free profitable podcast bootcamp. And her bootcamp, it really actually gave us the step-by-step mechanics of podcasting. It gave us accountability and a community that celebrates the journey as you're building it.
So this bootcamp takes place this week, starting on March 4th.
Today.
Yeah, today. So hurry on over to stephaniegass.com/bootcamp. And that's Stephanie spelled with an F. And Gass spelled with two S's, stephaniegass.com/bootcamp. The link will also be in the show notes. You can start your journey towards a podcast today and use it for a positive change in this world. Let's leave some beauty marks behind. So as we dive into today's topic, here on the Beauty Hunters Podcast, we've had a lot of episodes just talking about seeking inspiration and how to stay inspired. And a lot of that's about consuming beauty. And there's nothing wrong with consuming beauty. We are hardwired to do that. But today we want to explore the flip side, the exhilarating journey of leaving beauty behind for others to behold.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminds me of advice that I received as a kid, and I'm sure many others have heard it as well, where you're told to leave a room better than you found it. You know, and we're going to go ahead and apply that principle today beyond just tidying up spaces, your physical spaces, but we're choosing to enrich the world with the beauty marks that we leave behind.
Yeah, we certainly raised our kids that way. Yeah. I remember walking through the park and we would see a piece of trash and tell our, and I would pick up the first piece, and then I'd tell the girls, you get to pick up the next piece. And they would say, but it's not our trash. And I would tell them, yeah, but it's your park and let's leave it better than we found it. And we just try to live our lives that way. It's a give and take concept of beauty hunting. It's not just about receiving beauty. It's about the joy of giving and becoming a source of inspiration for others. So it's truly more fun to give than to receive. In my book, I always get a lot more out of giving than I do receiving.
Yeah.
So we've all had those moments where we've encountered unexpected beauty, whether it's a kind gesture or just beholding a piece of art or getting a free coffee from a stranger in front of you. Now, have you ever had that happen?
I have.
Really? I've never had that, like, pay it forward. The guy in front of you paid for your coffee.
No, I was in the drive-thru at Starbucks getting a coffee for someone else. So it wasn't actually a free coffee for me, but Yes, it happened.
Our
to
daughter
me.
Has that free coffee anointing. She really does. She gets free coffee all the time.
That's right.
But anyways, you know, those moments linger in our memories. What we want to explore today is the idea of leaving behind something beautiful for others to behold. And it's like a hidden treasure waiting to be discovered.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of the unexpected beauty, you know, that's etched in our memories, we want to share with you guys all that moment that unfolded with us this week. Jonathan, why don't you go ahead and just share that story?
Yeah, so we were traveling home from our latest art show, and we were just getting on the road for the day. We were sitting at a stoplight, ready to take our exit onto the interstate. And then all of a sudden, this huge wad of trash comes flying out the window of the car in front of us. And man, I see that stuff and I just get like instantly angry because I hate littering. I cannot stand it because it's just so such blatant disregard for the world around us. But in a moment of serendipity, I turned my head and I look out the window to my side, and there, poking out of the crack in the concrete wall and the median, there was this silk rose just sitting there. And it was obviously placed there. Not just discarded, but somebody had placed it there, sticking straight up in the crack. And it was just like this light bulb of clarity went off. And it just reminded me that, you know what, for every act of thoughtlessness, like the guy throwing out the trash in front of us, there's also an opportunity that we can counteract it with leaving some beauty behind in the world. And it was just like palatable juxtaposition of one guy's leaving trash on the streets and one guy's leaving some beauty behind for someone else to behold.
You know, and what was interesting about that moment is seeing that rose, it almost instantly dissipated the anger that we were feeling about the trash in front of us. I mean, it literally gave us that one.
Yeah, just one second, like, oh my gosh, look at that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden I forgot all about the litter bug.
Yeah. I mean, that one simple, profound act totally shifted in our entire perspective. And, you know, it was that powerful contrast that you were talking about, you know, between the ugliness of a thoughtless act versus a deliberate act of beauty, you know, and it was almost like a secret contribution to the world. You know, nobody knows who they left that behind, you know, and that's what we want to talk about, that impact of leaving behind beauty, even in the smallest of ways. It's these little moments that can change and shift the perspective of the world around us.
Yeah. So I want to invite everyone just to think about this for a minute with me. There are plenty of people in the world leaving their trash behind. And I'm putting trash in air quotes because I'm not just talking about being a litter bug. I'm talking about the negativity you leave behind, hurtful actions you leave behind. Maybe you had a bad morning and you took it out on the person in line at Starbucks rather than paying it forward. Like you left the opposite mark behind on the Starbucks people, right? But what if instead the world was waiting on you to bring your creativity to change the atmosphere around you? What if a small act of beauty has the power to put a smile on someone's face? And rather than us leaving our trash behind, all of our negativity or our prejudice or our judgments or fill in the blanks, there's plenty of trash that we can bring with us. What if we just rather brought our creativity, left some beauty behind, and put a smile on somebody else's face and brought some hope and a glimmer of light and beauty into the world?
Yeah, you know, that's so true. You know, we live in a world where it's so easy to feel weighed down by the negativity and chaos that we're all surrounded with. And, you know, each one of us has the power to shift that atmosphere. And it's interesting to call it a beauty mark, right? Because that you don't think about it when you say beauty mark.
You say beauty mark, I think of John Boy on the Waltons.
Right, you know? But it is a beauty mark. You're leaving your legacy and your mark behind. And it doesn't have to be grand. It can be as simple as smiling at the stranger. You know, a lot of people don't even look each other in the eyes anymore, you know, or a kind note or text. You know, even that fake rose, I mean, you said it so kindly and called it a silk rose. And it was a very cheap one, probably from the Dollar Tree. It wasn't a high quality one, but it still had.
But it was something.
And it had the impact as if you had just bought me a dozen roses live.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying all I got to do is get a dollar store fake rose and stick it in a random crack of concrete and then just take you on a random walk and go, oh, look at that.
Right.
All right. I got Valentine's Day all planned out this year.
You're so funny.
It does remind me that if you've ever been on a scavenger hunt, that's a lot of fun. But if you've ever planned a scavenger hunt, I think that's even more fun than going on a scavenger hunt, mm-hmm. because you get to go behind the scenes and think of all the little quirks and all the little ways that you can, you know, tuck away all the little things for someone else to discover. And, you know, if we take that view of the world around us, what's the little things that we can just leave behind for other people to discover? And a lot of times it may never get found, right? You may leave something behind in this world and it may go unnoticed. Does it mean it's not worth doing?
Right. I mean, sadly, our brains aren't wired to even look for beauty anymore because there's so much chaos, you know? And what's sad is so many of us, we live our lives yearning for that impact or that significance, leaving a legacy behind. And it's not just a gift to others when we do leave something behind. It is a gift that comes back to ourselves. You know, these acts of kindness, no matter how tiny, they're very addictive, you know, when you get involved in them. And it's way more fun, like you said, to be on the one leaving those beauty behind than just hunting for it. And, you know, I find that when I am on that side where I get to be the one leaving the mark and the beauty mark behind, it's like wind in my sails. It picks me up and it helps propel me forward, you know, in times where I might be feeling bogged down myself.
Yeah, so today we decided just to unpack that beauty encounter because instead of just leaving you guys with a bunch of tips and strategies on how to leave a beauty mark, we'd like to just leave you inspired to take a moment to think about the impact that you can have on the people around you. Your creativity, your acts of beauty can become a powerful force of positive change for people. One way to think of your creativity and leaving a beauty mark is just like the golden rule. Leave the beauty behind for others that you would want to behold yourself. Treat others the way you'd want to be treated. Give what you would like to receive, and give what you need to receive, even if you don't feel like you have it. Try to give it anyways, because the easiest way to participate in something you have lack of, honestly, is to give it away.
That's right. We've been blessed so many times to do that. You know, and I'd like to add to that, you know, one way to dream up some creative acts of kindness, you know, is to think about what it is that you hope to happen in your life. Like if you need a bill to be paid, think about paying for the coffee for the next person in line. It's just exactly what you're talking about.
And so as you go about your day today and this coming week, think about the small acts of beauty that you can leave behind. It's those seemingly insignificant moments that can create a huge ripple effect, and you'll never know the consequences sometimes, but it's so worth doing.
Right.
It makes such a big difference in the world.
Right. You inspire somebody from the act that you created, and then they go and do the same thing, just like we are. We saw that rose, and then here we're creating a podcast to spread the word.
And here we are talking about
That's
it.
That's right.
I bet the guy that planted the rose had no idea there'd be a podcast about his rose.
That's right. You know, and so don't forget to go join our Facebook group. Let's continue this conversation and share ideas and testimonies about what beauty marks you got to leave behind this week.
Yeah, so come be a part of our community. We'd love to see you there. And until next time, keep hunting for beauty and keep leaving some beauty behind for others to find. This is Jonathan Michelle signing off. Thank you for joining us on the Beauty Hunters podcast. I hope this episode has encouraged you. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with other creatives in your life? And please leave a quick written review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews keep us inspired and help more people discover the podcast. Okay, time for us to hit the road. We're off to our next art show. We'll meet you back on Monday for another episode.
Until our next encounter, always remember that your creativity will make the world a more beautiful place.